Hey, welcome back. We've been talking about how everything in our experience is changing. Here's a question. If everything is changing, what is a person? What am I? Or what are you? Is there anything we can point to and say, this is me? Scientists and philosophers have been debating this question for a really long time. I'll tell you what I know about it. Siddhartha Gautama and other philosophers said that there is nothing about us that stays the same. We can't point to something and say, this is me. From the moment we get started in our mommy's bellies, we are changing. First we grow up, and then we grow old. Sometimes we're happy, and sometimes we're sad. Sometimes we behave like good kids. Sometimes we behave like bad kids. Our bodies are changing. Our minds are changing. These philosophers say that from a subjective standpoint, that is, from inside my experience, there is nothing I can point to and say, this is me. Scientists also say there is nothing about us that stays the same. We already talked about how most of the atoms in our body change over the course of a year. And on a longer scale, most of the cells in our body change about every 7 years. So from an objective standpoint, that is, from outside my experience, there is nothing I can point to and say, this is me. But it sure doesn't feel that way. I don't know about you, but it feels like this is me. It makes sense from an evolutionary standpoint that we would have a sense of me-ness. To survive, we need to make sure this me gets enough to eat. And make sure this me runs away from tigers. Maybe we wouldn't do those things so well if not for this sense of me-ness. It's a hard problem, but hard problems are the most fun to explore. Your homework for the next couple of days is to try to notice your me-ness. Does it always feel like this is me? Or are there times when that feeling isn't there? Okay, good luck. See you next time.